Now, this week is Foster Carers Week in Australia, around the country, and foster carers are in need in the Queenstown and West Coast region, in particular respite carers in Queenstown. I thought it'd be nice to chat to a foster carer this week, and right now I'm joined by Kim Sinstead, who is a foster carer, along with her husband Lee in Somerset. Thanks for agreeing to speak to us this morning, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, now how long have you and your husband been a foster carer?
About 21 years now.
That's a long time. What gave you the inspiration to become a foster carer in the first place?
I was working in a school as a teacher's aide and seen some children who could really benefit from coming from a stable family or home life. So I inquired how I could help, how I could give them the warm bed, the good meals. That was my first step, is how I could do more.
Yeah. Okay, now I think you have to be incredibly gifted to be a foster carer long term. What has kept you going as a foster carer after so many years?
It's the little things, the smiles, the thanks, the turnaround when, you know, you see a child who's really struggling with a behaviour or struggling just to, you know, express themselves, and then to see them finally growing. It's all about the little rewards. When I have a child who just comes home happy from school to share in, oh, guess what I done today? And, you know, where 6 months prior, it might have been a child reluctant to go to school.
Okay, I think you've over those two, you must have foster cared a lot of people over the 21 years.
Yeah, we had some long-term children, so from infants to 19, and now we currently have had about 70. About 65,
wow.
I think. Yeah, about 65 children.
That's incredibly. There would have been some good times and hard times as well on the journey.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and lots of self growth.
Yes.
You know, you get those times where it's like, am I doing the right thing? Can I keep going? Can I, you know, what? I can't do it anymore. and like I said, there's lots of valuable training, and supports that we get. Also, when them days are, you know, tough or tiring.
Yeah.
That we can offload to.
Absolutely. So there are people out there that you can lean on and you're not on your own in certain circumstances.
No, that's right.
Yep, okay. Now, I mentioned before that foster carers are needed here on the West Coast, particularly respite carers in Queenstown. What would you be your message to inspire others to become foster carers?
Do it. Take the plunge. Make the phone call. You may not be able to do 20 years, but certainly could do a weekend or a week of, you know, over school holidays or any little bit helps. We have respite carers now who are such valuable members to the, you know, the children's lives. I think do it. Just inquire and see if you can help, if it is for you.
Absolutely. And I guess it must be a year by year thing. I mean, would you have dreamed when you started that you would have been continuing on for so many years?
No. Yeah. Didn't know we were booking in for this long. But yeah, exactly. You can, yeah, some children come and can stay for 2 months, others stay for 20 years. You know, 19 she was. So, and you can certainly pick and choose or say, you know, for what you'd be short term carers or long term respite, emergency. So there is all different types.
Well, if people want more information on foster caring or how to become one as well, are you aware of any online sites people can visit?
I think definitely look at Life Without Barriers. Answer most of your questions there, and certainly can lead you in the right direction.
Excellent. Well, look, thank you for agreeing to speak to us this morning. We appreciate your time, and well done on your 21 years, and all the best to you for the future.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. That's Kim Sinstead from Somerset, who, along with her husband Lee, have been foster caring for 21 years. It is Foster Carers Week. If you are interested in becoming a foster carer, Life Without Barriers are holding an online information session on the 27th of September at 5:30 p.m. For more information on that, you can email Megan. It's megan.bourne@lwb.org.au. So megan.bourne@lwb.org.au.